Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahweh's Radio is now on the air. I be your host, my name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Covenant to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey, the True Israel, the Israelite. True Israel, the Israelite. Now, you know, that's big talk right there. The true Israel, the Israelite. Because we have soundly taken the identity of Israel, the true Israel. And they're going around and making a lot of statements from high places, you know, pertaining to Israelis and the Arabs. But like I said again, this ministry is not anti-anybody. We just pro 12 tribes of Israel. Our job is to open up dark sands that have been kept secret, foundation of the world. And that's what we're about. And we'll get a case in point when we bring our elder in and help assist on a nice broadcast take number 48, 519, May the 19th, 2024. We're going to bring our elder in, and we're just going to see which way this lesson unfolds. Because one thing about it, Israelites, Israel, the Israelites, it was a sign put on them that was prophesied to be a sign on them. And that sign will be upon them forever. So that's a big word forever. So we're going to bring our elder in. We're going to see if we can get something going on. And we'll take it from there. So we're going to bring our elder in, elder Yahweh Israel. And we'll see what we can get going on take number 48. So Yahweh beat you all on the international side. It's packed down to the rim. over 900,000 strong. They always ready to hear from Thus Says Yahweh. And they, a lot of callers ask the question, why is there so much trouble? Well, because one thing, things that have been hidden, it's time to be revealed. And that's talked about it in Peter when he talked about the trial. You will be on trial. You will be on trial. And the trial is to show what you're made of. See, that's the part we try to get away from, the trial part. But you're not going to get away from it. It's just like oil in the water and say, hold back your wet. No, you're going to have the trial part, but we're going to see what you do on the trial part. Just bring our elder in. Let me take it from there so we meet our elder with our voice. You say, Elder Yahdai Israel, please teach out of Camp 1. Yahdai Israel, Steve Ray.
Well, bless you, Steve Israel. A sea royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, Elder, all I know one thing, the foxtails have been lit. The curtain have went up. And all things that we have to do now, according to, is understand that when we tell you about certain things, like, for example, in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, Elder, what do we say that we can read in Matthew chapter 10? Let's read a little bit till we get our point there, Elder, and then we'll give some Luke 12:12. But we might get some pretty good stuff going out of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 19. Let's read a little bit else and see what kind of points we can come up on. And right now I got a memo. So, Elder, I got a memo to come to the telephone. So if fear is kind of absent, you don't have to hold down because it's always something. Well, see, you don't answer your telephone. Well, no, I hear that. So, Elder, we open up in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, and verse 27 and 41. And like I said, again, if you don't hear those fear, then that's just your sign to understand one thing. Take the banner and run with it. Matthew 10, 19, 20, 27, and 41. Let's see what's going on. Elder, come out.
Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse number 19, verse 20, verse 27, verse number 41 reads. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. When they deliver you up, take no thought of what you shall speak. But shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. Verse 27. When I tell you in the darkness, that speak you in the light. What you hear in the ear, that teach you upon the housetop. Verse 21. You shall receive a seer in the name of a seer. Shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward.
Mm-hmm. So you hear that? So that means sooner or later you have to pay. But right now we know it's nowhere near. If you pay the seal, no, never mind. That's understandable because he was already told in the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, Elder. It was already prophesied in the third chapter of Ezekiel. Then we'll get some Luke 12:12. But it was prophesied something in the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, Elder. We want to see what what was prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 3 and then we'll get to Luke 12:12. So what was prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse number, let's make a little meal out of it. Look at verse number 5, and we'll read down to verse 10. 5 down to verse 10. Let's see if you can make a little meal out of it, then we'll get some Luke 12:12. Hey, Elmer, what it says in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 5 down to verse 10, there, come on.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse number 5 through 10 read. Book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse number 5. Thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the family of Israel. Verse 6. Now to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. Verse number 7. But the family of Israel would not hearken unto thee, but they would not hearken unto me. For all the family of Israel are impotent and hard-headed. Verse number 8. Lord, I made thy face strong against their faces, thy forehead strong against their forehead. Verse 9. As an adamant harder than a flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks. So they be a rebellious family. Verse number 10. Moreover said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in your mind and hear with your ears.
He said, these people's called Israel, the Israelites, they are rebellious people. Because before we read Luke 12:12, because all on their mind is St. John 10:1, All on their mind is St. John 10:1. And what do we say we can read out of St. John 10:1, Elder?
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, that he that enters not by the door unto the sheepfold, but clambers up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
You see that? So he says, if you're going to try to come up another way, that means, and we come up another way, the key will be in that whoever you communicate with, they'll be in a field. They be first licks. And if you mess around telling the precept what they just said, it's just like putting a pistol on a cat. Like putting a pistol on a cat. That's how big their eyes will get. So our job is to bring back things that is in this Bible. But you got to understand something, that when you was taught, and you got to understand something when we get ready, after we get some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. What is that, Elder?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And at the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, in the book of Obadiah, he said, you on something right now. I said, okay, what am I on? I don't know. But in the book of Obadiah, verse number 1, see, what we try to bring to the table, that, you know, dark sayings of old that have been hid from you. They've been there all the time, but they've really been hid from you. In the book of Obadiah chapter 1, Elder, Let's even say it's in one, and then we'll skip down. And my question is, what do this mean? Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, 1 and 6, and verse 13. I just want to know, what do this mean? Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, 6, and 13. What did it say to hell?
The book of Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, verse 6, and verse number 13 reads, Book of Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, the vision of Obadiah, the servant of Yahweh, concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise ye and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 6. How the things of Esau searched out are his hidden things held up. Verse 13. I should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, I should have not have entered. Yea, I should have not looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity. I have laid hands on their sustenance in the day of their calamity.
Now look at that. In the precept in 49, verse 8 through 10, another seer, give me a precept on that, 49, 8 through 10 of Jeremiah. And look at that. Look what he says. That's not happening. He said, this is a rumor against Esau and his five sons. He said, they can't hide themselves anymore. And what they'll hear themselves is in taking the substance of the children of Israel. That means the books, the history, the understanding, that they don't take it all. I mean, they got the children of Israel, bare naked. He said, but they can't hide themselves no more. And that was a prophecy that the children of Esau will take the books, the culture, they'll take everything belongs to the children of Israel, the Israelites. He said, Esau gonna do that. So if you want to know where your books at, Esau got your books. If you want to know what kind of culture you once had, Esau got it. You see that? You see what Obadiah just said? But he pulled that from Jeremiah 49, you know, or is it 48? He pulled that 8 down to verse 10. See, that was cool. See what the sinners of the Bible do. All they do is rehearse the righteous act. They don't say nothing that another sinner haven't already said. So when we read the book of Obadiah, then we come back and see where he pulled that from. We have to go back to the 49th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, and we'll pick up verse 7, and we'll take it down to verse 10. Make it 7. Make it sound good. It'll pick up verse 7 down to verse 10. What's that say, yo?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verse number 7 through 10 reads. Book of Jeremiah 49, verse number 7. Concerning Esau, Edom, the Savior of Twelve Hope, is wisdom no more in Teman, is counsel perished from the prudent, is their wisdom vanished. Verse number 8. Flee you, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan. I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. Verse number 9. If great gatherers come to thee, would they not leave some gleaning grape? If thieves by night, they would destroy it till they have enough. Verse number 10. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places. He shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not.
And he's not going to be able to hide himself. But he don't hear himself through culture. He don't hear himself. But it's a ministry. So remember, we found out from Obadiah, the biggest complaint that was told of Obadiah, that they was going to take your books, your records, your culture. They're going to take everything belongs to you. Everything belongs to you, they was going to take it. See? That's what they're going to do. So he was already prophesied that they was going to do this to you, take everything that belongs to you. And he said they can't hide themselves anymore. That means he got it. So when that prophecy was made, that must mean a ministry will be revealing. And now we got to, at least we're on the road to find out who this guy is. Because first thing, one that got the records that belong to the children of Israel, that's who Esau is. The one that got the records of what belongs to the children of Israel. See, that's nice. That's real nice of them. So whoever got the records, listen to me, national audience. Esau is the one that have the historical biblical records of the children of Israel. That's who Esau is, according to Obadiah. Jeremiah said, they can't hide themselves. They've been spoiled. How they going to be spoiled? Once you understand that Esau is the one that has the records, but the records belong to the children of Israel, the Israelites. But Esau only. And understand what he says in the book of Lamentations, Elder, chapter 1, verse 4. Lamentations, 1, verse 4. That's what I want. Lamentations, 1, verse 4. That's what I want. And 4:18. That's what I want. No, make it. Thank you. Thank you, A.B. or Phoebe. No, see, you want the Ecclesiastes 1, verse 4. And you want 4:18 of the book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you, A.B. or Phoebe. Bring you on shortly. So now, what do it say that we can read, Elder? But see, what we try to get to is letting you know that somebody's on the case. And you have to understand they're on the case to take care of this business. What do it say is in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4, then slide over to 4:18. Where's that else?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse number 4 reads, one generation passes away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abided forever.
He said the earth divided forever. The earth ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody going to blow nobody. The earth ain't going nowhere. Keep that in your mind. The earth ain't going nowhere. And what is it saying 4:18?
Book of Ecclesiastes 4, verse number 16 reads, there's no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of...
If there's no end to the people, and we read by two seers saying your records will be in the hand of Esau as if you want them. So if there's no end to the people, you got to tell me then who is Esau and what, how do I know who Esau is? Whoever he is, he will have the children of Israel's record book. Now who got that? Who got the record book, the historical record of all of the events history? Who got the record? What can we find the records at? Huh? I mean, a whole avenue of records. What can you find there? I mean, ask your telephone. Go to your Google. You know where you find that? In the Vatican City. All the records of that you want is stored up in a whole block on the ground in the Vatican City. All the information from, they recovered all the information. And they have all the records. So now, if somebody picked something for you, said, well, you know, I'm going to tell you something about a duck. We're going duck hunting. A duck, quack, quack, look like a duck. He wobbles. And got a long neck. And that's a duck. Okay, good. Then all of a sudden you see, then they take you somewhere and you see something crawling around, swiveling up. You say, see, there the duck is right there. He says, wait a minute, no. His name's a duck. The duck stands up and he moves his head around and quack, quack with bent feet. You're going to point me toward a snake and tell me that's the duck. You see what we did? And then we want to know why we confounded and we confused. See? We wonder why we confounded and we confused. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 15 and 7 through 13, Elder, it makes a profound statement. It talks some good talk, but we confuse on everything. But if you confuse that, if a person point and tell you, this is what a duck gonna do, and this is what it look like with calf feet, and they point at a snake and say, there the duck is. He said, yeah. How is you gonna say yeah to that? Huh? How you gonna do that? That's the point we're trying to tell you. We got a lot of degrees in all type of understanding of this book. But who'd you get it from? Why are you so confused? Why are you so dumbfounded where you confounded, you confused? Why? Because you don't know the records. And who got your records and the one that got your records, they're the one teaching you. They're the one teaching, and that's why you come through. And then you roar like a bell, like in the last lesson we put on the table, but you hummus as a dove, because when you come, you got to give an answer. You ain't got no answer. But in Ecclesiastes 1:15 and 7:13, hey, what's that say?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 15. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. And that which is worn cannot be numbered.
Mm-hmm. 7:13.
Book of Ecclesiastes, 7. Verse 13 reads, consider the work of Yahweh. Who can make that straight which he have made crooked?
You see that? Who can make something straight when Yahweh have made crooked? Where did your information come from? Where is it? Do you search the records and see, if you found somebody I'm taking something from you and they have your records, tell you that snake is the duck and that duck is the snake and you buy into it, then who fought is that? You know that happened to your people. That happened to your people, you know, and then, you know, it happened to your people in this book. Oh, we, like I said again, we don't know where we're going right now. I tell you one thing, I'm going to get you there. But do you understand that Paul has to pull all that right there? And then we'll bring A, B, or B in. Now, Paul had to go pull all that in. All of what we just got to read, Paul had to pull all that in. Before you read that, no, Elder, we're gonna hold that verse off. Now what we just got through reading, we're going to Wisdom of Solomon. And now, you know, if you read 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 down to verse 12, Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said, ask me what you want, Solomon. I give it to you. He said, all I want to do is govern your people, Israel, and put them on the right track. Paraphrase. He said, since you talk that I like, wisdom and knowledge, and it would not be a man more smarter than you or richer than you until I come back. And that's written in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 down to verse 12. So Solomon was the richest and the smartest man in the world. Solomon. So if you question Solomon, you really question Yahweh. Huh? When you question Solomon on what he's saying, you really question Yahweh, because his teacher was the Almighty. So when Solomon put them on the table, take it and run with it. Now, we're going to see, what did he say? Now, he got all this wisdom. And let's see what he say in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 17 down to verse 20. And let's take a look at some of his wisdom, Elder. I want to hear some of his wisdom. Now, if this man is the wisest man according to Yahweh and the richest, I want to hear some of his wisdom that he got on tape. In the 7th chapter of Wisdom of Solomon, verse 17 down to verse 20, let's hear a little bit of it, Elder. Come on.
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse number 17 through 20 reads. Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse number 17 reads. We have given thee certain knowledge of the things that are. Namely, know how the world was made and the operation of the elements. Verse 18, the beginning, ended, and midst of the time. The alteration of the turning of the sun and the change of seasons. Verse 19, the circuit of years and the position of stars. Verse 20, the nature of living creatures and the fury of wild beasts. Wind and the reason of men. Diversity of plants and the virtue of roots.
So if you want to know about roots, all you got to do is read the Songs of Solomon about roots and everything else. Read Wilderness. You want to know about roots and all that, about what helps you and what the Solomon understood. Yahweh gave you the operational root. He gave it. So if you want to know how to treat your body or whatever, all you got to do is find out what Solomon got written. And whatever he got written, then a Bible Solomon got written. I'll read verse 15 again. 15 and 18. Same book.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse number 15, and verse 18 reads. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 15. Yahweh have granted me to speak as I would. And to conceive as is me for the things that are given me, because it is he that leadeth unto wisdom and directeth the wise. Verse number 18, the beginning, the ending, and the midst of the time, the alterations and turning of the sun, and the change of seasons.
Verse 16
reads, for in his hands are both we and our words, all wisdom also, and knowledge of workmanship.
So Solomon doing a lot of tall talking. And, but look what he says again in verse 18. Look what he says in verse 18.
Verse number 18 reads, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 18. The beginning, ended, and the midst of the time, the alterations of the turning of the sun, and the change of season.
I don't care what you see from outer space looking back. Solomon just said, what do the movement? It's the sun, not the earth. Well, you know, the earth revolves around the sun. Well, according to wise man and word, say, no, that's total opposite. The sun do all the movement. Now, look at that. But we see on that one-eyed Satan when they go up in the air and shoot back and see the earth moving around. Yeah, you might see anything with the help of Satan the devil. But according to the wise man of the world, verse 18, Elder, what do the moving? Do the earth go in the well? Or do what do the moving around according to Solomon? It's the wise man where he said, I know about everything that's on the planet earth because Yahweh have granted me with all this information. That's what he said. Now, what did Solomon say that do the moving, Elder, according to verse 18? Read 18 again. For the nationals understand that I don't care what you've been taught in science. The earth revolves around the sun. We didn't talk yet. But then Solomon come back with all his wisdom saying, what in verse 18?
The book of wisdom of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 18 reads, the beginning, ended, and the midst of the time. The alterations of the turning of the sun and the change of seasons.
Ain't that something? What do the turning of the sun? See the earth? See the earth? That thing, where that earth is at, where that thing is. You don't go to lay down and say you turn upside on your head. No, you ain't. The earth ain't moving nowhere, according to Solomon. And who gave him the information? Is Yahweh. See? So when you read 2 Chronicles chapter 1, 7 through 12, well, we're not going to read it. You read that big dignitary yourself. Solomon asked for this wisdom. He gave it to him. And Solomon said, I know what's going on in the world because the Almighty four-letter man have gave it to me. And he showed me that the sun revolves around the earth. The sun do the movement. That's what he said. Now who you gonna believe? Then we will precept that to Romans chapter 3:3-4, and we'll seal the deal. See, when you precept, see, here's the game changer. Back to you, 6 anointed cap. If you don't precept your Bible, don't run up there and try to teach nobody anything, because if you don't precept the Bible, you will be thundering all around. When you hear something said, it's a precept answer to every verse. And that's how we're going to break the back of the hypocrite, through the precept. So now listen good. When you precept, what was said by Solomon by going to Romans chapter 3:3 and verse 4. Hell, what it say? Well, read verse 1 just to make it sound good. 3:1. And 3:4. 3:1 and skip down 3:4. Let's make it sound good, Elder. Let's see who we telling this good stuff to. Come on.
We'll go Romans chapter 3, verse number 1. Verse number 3:4 reads. Book of Romans chapter 3, verse number 1. What advantage then have you got Judah? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse number 3. For what if some did not believe? Because their unbelief make the faith of Yahweh without effect. Verse number 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, that Yahweh be true. But every man a liar, as it is written.
Yeah.
Thou mightest be justified in thy sins, and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
Yeah. Let Yahweh be true and every man lie. I don't care what you see on that one eye face. If Solomon say the song do the moving around, but you say, no, well, I seen on TV where the earth bobs around the sun. Well, you might see anything with the help of Satan the devil. But Solomon said it's totally different. Then Paul, Shimon, Saul say, he said, listen, let Yahweh be true, and every man is a liar. So who you going to listen? See? So that's just kind of change. But he was talking to a specific people. The tribe of Judah. But something happened to these people, the tribe of Judah. But before we get into what happened to him, we're going to bring Sister A.B. Phoebus, Princess Israel in. And we're going to take a look at something. Because see, if you don't understand that one of the greatest mysteries in the Bible, what King James did, that's the game changer. See, King James became king, but from the tribe of Zorah. He's Perez's twin brother. Zorah and Perez. In the 38th chapter of Genesis. Now, Zorah was off in paganism all the way because he didn't get the blessing that he wanted. So, Zorah, before they left Egypt, Mizraim, they broke out running because he was very upset that he wasn't going to get the blessing of Perez. So he went to the northern world a long time, even before that Moses brought the children of Israel. Not all of them, but the majority of them went that way, but a lot of them did stay. Because see, one thing you got to understand about the children of Israel, see, one of the greatest mysteries to understand about the children of Israel, Elder, and 24, verse 6 of Genesis, this is where we make our mistake at. Genesis 24, 60 will tell you something, and I don't care what you come up with, and they'll, you know, you got to understand what it's saying in Genesis 24, verse 60. Hey, Elder, what it says in Genesis 24, verse 60?
Book of Genesis, chapter 24. Verse number 60 reads, Book of Genesis chapter 24, verse number 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
Hear that? The children of Israel, thousands of me. So you like come up with the slave trade, and they lumped everybody in the 1619. Wait a minute, not thousands of millions. The children of Israel is thousands of millions. And that's when that's around the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. By the time of Moses, which is 500 years from Abraham to Moses, look what Moses said in Deuteronomy 1. Verse number 10 and 11. Hell, what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10 and 11.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 10, verse number 11 reads. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 10 reads. Yahweh your Yahweh have multiplied you. Behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Verse number 11. Yahweh of your father make you 1,000 times as many more as you are, and bless you as he have promised you.
He promised you to be 1,000 and million, and all of a sudden now, and 500 years later when Abraham, when Moses came, he promised you more than that. That's why it's so easy to find the children of Israel. because children of Israel is in every nation upon the sun. And there's a reason why they're in every nation upon the sun. Huh? Because they were given the word and they won't do the word. So now you're raising up the last ministry to bring you back to the covenant of the word. And for one people that's in every nation upon the sun, and that is the children of Israel, especially Judah. Yah, God is genetic. Y-A-D-A-N Semitic. What they now call Hebrew. See, it's very important to understand something, that we come humble enough to wake up those all around the world. And so we're telling you plainly, don't take this ministry lightly. Those that are here, take notes. Learn this right here. Because they're going to do everything they can to slow this ministry down, but it ain't going to work. But when you drag your feet and don't understand the proper steps and you find yourself confused and confounded, then that means Yahweh ain't working with you. Because what do? You put you in the spirit if you follow the rules and regulations. And we're going to show you plainly. If the people were given rules and regulations, then they backed away from the rules and regulations. And once they backed away from the rules and regulations that were set down, calamity hit these people. That's what happened to them. I'm going to bring A.B. or Phoebe in. So we meet A.B. or Phoebe with a loud boy. Hey, bless you. Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, seer. Israel, see royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Seer Israel of the royal. Also, we got Mother East. Mother East, look, see, I want to hound that microphone, too. I know my position, hound that microphone, too. I want to shout at that microphone. Hallelujah, boy. Hey, Mother East, another one of the mothers out of Cap 1. Yahweh bless you, see royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of the royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, boy. All right. So listen, until we understand the hidden hand and know that the Bible has 11 verse 6, a double meaning, of 4:24, a double meaning. You can, if you read the Bible currently, you're not going to understand there's a double meaning to it. That's where you knew you were going to lose your record, and they're going to read the Bible one way. And you know to get the answer is through the precepts. The only way you're going to find out who is through the precepts. So now we're going to trace our people back. Don't really have their name, but their name is called Esau and his five sons. They have the record of the children of Israel and the Israelites. They have the record. Where they get the records at? Right there in the Vatican City. They got a whole block of records. All the records. Remember, when you were in the captivity in 70 A.D., they not only burnt down Southern kings, they pulled out all the records and taken the records ever since Rome been in business. All the information you want is compiled in there. But guess what? Did you know what he did? Let me put a rabbit out of here before you take care of the, that 9:13 ABFP. I'm going to pull some out. Flip my mind just then. Had what I want to do, but now I got away from it. Ready to come back. Yahweh will be come back with it. See, people have taken your record, and they can't hide themselves. If you want to know where your record's at, and you go on your computer, and you pull up the Vatican City Record Department, and see, they got underground, don't know how many blocks it got. It got all the records. Cause everybody, even if what happened a few years ago when they went over there and put Hussein, they put all of it. They got all the records. And it tells you in Obadiah who was going to take the records. They have your records. Yeah. They know who you are. And they know what ministry is a threat. And they know what ministry is not a threat. That's why I say, don't take this ministry for granted. Learn as much as you can, as fast as you can. Huh? Because they know who chewing at their heel. Check on their souls. If you want to know where your record's at with the precept, go on your computer and say, show me the Vatican City records in the basement. And they'll show it to you. Boxes, boxes, miles in the basement. And guess what the records are, most majority of them about? About you. That's why they can, that's why Esau can plainly play you better than you. He can, and never go on a day, and he's playing you better than you. You don't know who you are. They playing you better than you. It's like you stand on the sideline and two people fighting in your house, and you tell them, "Oh, well, how to divide your house up." That's how we don't got. We don't understand. And you got the big dignitaries over there. They run around to the Morehouse College and stuff, trying to get all the ones that want to be elected to be the next president or double term. And we so confused. We don't know who we are. Eh? And they continue to play on you because you don't know who you are. And that's why you're confused. And when something's going on, you got no answer to it. You're watching everyone I say. And you haven't getting no answer from everyone I say. But manipulation, like what Solomon just said. Solomon said, the earth, the sun did turn you. Now, who you going to believe? See, who you going to believe when Solomon said, earth, the sun did turn you? See? But he made it plain, Mother E, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 2, verse 8 and 10. Hey, Mother E, I need a precept behind that. You see, in 2 Thessalonians, Mother, hey, Mother E, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Chapter 2?
Yeah, chapter 2. Verse 10 down to verse 12. Help me out there, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, help the old seed out with a precept on something. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. What that say there, Mother?
Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 10 to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 10 to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. You are witnesses, and Yahweh also.
Hold on, Mother. Look at 2 Thessalonians real captain. 2:10.
Okay.
And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness. That's what I'm looking for, 2:10.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. And with all deceivingness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. For this cause, Yahweh shall send his strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pledged in unrighteousness.
They all gonna be damned that don't believe the truth, mother. You all can pull that verse out. But look what this affects, mother, by you believing the lie and you all will be damned. Look what happens, mother, according to verse 10. Look at verse 10 again.
And with all deceit, deceivingly.
Mm-hmm.
And with all deceivingness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
So, mother, if you don't receive the love of the truth, you're not going to be what, mother? Hey, mother, what's the last word? If you don't want to receive the likeness of the truth, what did the last word say in that verse number 10 that is going to affect you, mother? What's going to really happen if you don't want to believe the love of the truth? What's the last word say, mother, in verse 10?
That they might be saved.
That means if you don't want to believe the truth, you're not going to be saved. If you don't want to believe the truth, you're not going to be saved. So that means you're not going to be saved. Hey, Bib, hold that verse out, Bib. Give me Isaiah 55, 1 down to verse 3. Hold that on Romans for a minute, Bib. See, he said you're not going to be saved. Did you hear what Paul Shimon saying? I mean, Saul saying? You hear what the man saying? He's saying if you don't believe the love of the truth, you're not going to be saved. If you don't want to believe the truth, you're not going to be saved. That's what he's saying. So when we read the 55th chapter, A.B. of Isaiah 55, 1 down to verse 3, let's talk about it a little bit. Can you holler that microphone a little bit, A.B.? Come on.
You said Isaiah. What chapter? You said Isaiah.
Yeah, 55, 1, 2, 3. Can you holler? Let the national hear you holler that microphone a little bit.
Isaiah chapter 55. Verse 1 to 3. Verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters, and he that have no money, come you, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfy not, hearken diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Verse 3, and cleanse your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I relinquish.
Mm. Yeah, he said, incline your ear. He said, incline that ear a little bit. He said, get that ear, and I'll do something for you. He said, incline your ear. Verse 6.
Seek you, Yahweh, while I may be found. Call you upon him while he is near.
He says, seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Seek ye, he said, he got a timeline to turn his back on you, see, right? He got a timeline to turn his back on you. He says, seek you some Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He's letting you know you want to think about this thing. He said, why do you spend your money for that? It's not bread. He said, you spend your money for that? It's not bread. That's what you're doing. You coming up with an understanding, not knowing the record. If you don't know the record, you're going to be disembobulated. You have to know that it's a people that were prophesied to take your record. That's called identity theft. They're going to become you, and you ain't going to know who you are. But that you get a pass on it? Let's go to 7th chapter of the A there, Jeremiah chapter 7. You hold that on. Hold that long verse off. I'm going to Jeremiah chapter 7. You see, yeah, see, that sounds good. The back of Jeremiah 7 on that. Okay. Jeremiah 7. See, the people got to wake up. And we got to find these people's ears. And the 7th chapter, for instance, let's see what you say about in the 7th chapter about these people. We go on to Jeremiah chapter 7, and we'll pick up verse 1. And we'll read down to verse number 8. Look what it says in 7 verse 1 to verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 down to verse 8. Look what he says.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 through 8. Verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah saying, verse 2, stand in the gate of Yahuwah's temple and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of Yahuwah, all ye of Judah, Yahdah Judah, that enter into these gates to worship Yahuwah. Verse 3, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, Yahuwah of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Verse 4, trust you not in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahuwah, the temple of Yahuwah, the temple of Yahuwah are these. Verse 5, for if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, verse 6, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other Yahuwahs, to your hurt. Verse 7, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever. Verse 8, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Hallelujah. Wow.
You understand, friend? Now, he's talking to a specific people. He talked to a people of specific people. He said, you trust in lying words. And I'm lying words, you ain't going to prosper in it. That's what he's talking to. He said, you're trusting lying words. See? Now, Ella, we know we was holding Romans chapter 9, verse, but I don't want that right now. I want to pop on a little bit of it. But he said, you know, your problem, Judah, you're trusting lying words. So look what he says, what's going to happen to you in the 17th chapter, Elder. What he said going to happen to you in the 17th chapter by trusting in lying words? There's nobody said going to happen about these people called Judah. See, you know, these people called Judah were getting a lot of information. But now, this people Judah, something something happened to these people, Judah, that we don't know who they are today. But look what we got written in the 17th chapter, Elder, 1 down to verse 4. Let's talk about it. Come on, Elder.
17 book.
Jeremiah, chapter 17, 1 down to verse 4. Let's talk about it a little bit. Let's talk about what's going on here in 17, chapter 1 down to verse 4.
Because Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse number 1 through 4, read. Because Jeremiah 17, verse number 1. The sins of Yahshua Judah is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their mind, upon the horns of your altars. Verse number 2. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. Verse number 3. O my mountains in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil. And thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. Verse number 4. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thy enemies in the land which thou knowest not. You have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
Hey, Jack. You see the man praying? He's saying that, listen, Judah, I have written this with a pen of iron. See, I'm just so mad and disgusted with you, I'm going to put you in the hand of your enemy. Because I'm just bored and mad with you, Judah. You see that? He said, now, and where I look for you to find you at, you're going to be in the grass in the hand of your enemy. Yeah? See that? Now that's got to be talked about. You're gonna be in the hand of your enemy, Judah. Everybody's gonna play you but you. Because nobody ain't gonna read what the elder getting ready to read in the 8th chapter, verse 1. Why we don't know who Judah is? You know why? Because Yahweh is mad at you. He hides things ready in clear sight. In the 8th chapter, elder. Let's see what it says in the 8th chapter about these same people. 8, 1 down to verse 9. Hey, look, what it says in Jeremiah, chapter 8, 1 down to verse 9. Listen to what Yahweh got written in his book about the people called Judah. And he told you that sins of Esau are going to take your, they're going to identify itself to you, and you ain't going to have the strength or the knowledge to say nothing. You know why? Because you're confused. You're confused. What's going on out there? You don't have a clue what's going on. Because you're confused. Let's see something about this Judah in the 8th chapter, 1 down to verse 9. Hey, Elder, what it says we can read for the national audience, over 900,000 strong on the international side? What's going on in Jeremiah 8, 1 down to verse 9? Come on.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 1 through 9 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 1. At that time, saith Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yahshua Judah, and the bones of his prince, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the seers, and the bones of the inhabitants of Yahshua Judah, out of their graves. Verse number 2. And they shall spread them before the sun, the moon, and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. Verse number 3. And death shall be chosen rather than life, by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places where they have driven them, save Yahuwah. Verse number 4. Moreover, thou son of man, say unto them, the same Yahuwah, shall they fall and not arise, shall he turn away and not return. Verse 5. Within is this people of Yahuwah Judah slidden back by a perpetual backslide. They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. Verse 6. I hearken and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his court as the horse rushes into the battle. Verse number 7. Yea, the stalk into heaven, nor of her appointed time. Turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. For my people know not the judgment of Yahuwah. Verse number 8. How do you say we are wise, and the law of Yahuwah is with us? Most certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. Verse number 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Though they have rejected the word of Yahuwah, and what wisdom is in them?
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, you might catch those seals. You say, see, why you got them 200? I said, every time I look at you, it makes those seals cry. It makes those seals cry. Because, you the man just said, what wisdom is in you? You will reject the word of Yahuwah. There ain't no wisdom in you, Judah. Ain't no wisdom in you. And the man's going to beat, he's going to continue to beat you back until you get in the order. Huh? He's been getting your back beat. He said, now what wisdom in you? He said, the stalking. Everybody know they appointed where they from and swallow. Everything know to do right. But you, Judah, will not do right. You'll get off into your feelings. You get off in your feelings, and once you get out of the order of Yahuwah, Yahuwah disinherits you in your understanding. That's what we're trying to tell you. You got to make a Bible decision and get out of your feelings. What he's saying, Judah, I'm just so mad, and the reason why you can't find no graves, and they just buried everywhere, but Yahuwah strengthened the hands of the evildoers to pull you up out of just about every grave it is and hide your body. They pulled you out, all your big dignitaries, they pulled you out. Even with Moses killed about 24,000 over there in Moab, Yahuwah still had or the Chinese to pull your bodies up. Everywhere he killed you as a master, they pulled your body up for these, and then the enemy say, well, no, you ain't never been here. Ain't no grave with you in it. Now you see why ain't no grave with you in it. Yahuwah has the grave robbers to pull your body up and put it unwrap your body. Let the sun just bake down on you, and none but bones there, no more skin. See, when you're wrapped up with your skin and everything and all that. But Yahuwah said, no, put them up. Pull all the big dignitaries up. And just pop that wrap. Let the sun and the buzzards get on them. That's why you can't find nobody. So the only way you can find your DNA is through this Bible. You can't let nobody tell you about, well, take a DNA test. Hey, you from over there in some part of Africa. Man, you know, no, you don't do no stuff like that. That ain't how you trace who you are. You trace who you are through this book. But you guys be in the right ministry. Like I told a brother yesterday. Hey, Bubba, where you say you from? Well, he had everybody there, but I tell you one thing, if you come to class or listen, or we communicate with you a little bit more, We'll put the finger on you according to this book. We put the finger on you according to this book. So we know how you're supposed to move through the pages of this book. Got it? Good. All right, we got another mother coming on stage. Mother D. F. Israel. Let's see if Mother D. F. Israel coming to holler that microphone real good, too. So now, Mother D. F. Israel. Yahweh did you that thing right? Mother D. F. Israel? What's wrong with Mother D. F. Israel microphone there, WCC? Okay. All right, well, when your microphone get ready, Mother say hallelujah, well. So now we're going to find out our thing now. So that's why when you start going looking over these lands for people that look like you, no, you've been pulled out of the grave, especially all the big dignitaries. You've been pulled out of the grave, and you're not in the graves no more. And they put a little knife on your wrap and open it up for the buzzers to get it. Some bake down on you. The sun will bake down on you. Then the buzzers eat you. And now everybody can say they're you because they can't find it. Then the one that they couldn't, they really want to hide, they took them to somebody's dungeons, like the books, like your records all over there in the Vatican City. Set a whole block of your records in the Vatican City. In the 24th chapter of Jeremiah, Abel, David, in Jeremiah 24, see, we got to lay so much down with the proper understanding. In Jeremiah 24, it makes a profound statement there, Abel, David, in Jeremiah 24. He always called the man of the hour. He always called the man of the hour. Let's see what he tell the man of the hour. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 24. Just give me one and two, and by that time, I got the okay Mother D.F. Israel microphone ready to go. So Mother D.F. Israel, have me verse 3 down. To verse number 10, 3 to 10, Mother. Have me, Mother D.F. Israel, have me Jeremiah 24. And we're going to look at 3 down to verse 10 there, Mother D.F. After A.B.F. to give me 24th chapter, verse 1 and 2. Hey, A.B.F., what is that in Jeremiah 24, verse 1 and 2?
Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, Yahweh showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of Yahweh. After that, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jehoiakim, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Yahdah Judah with the carpenters and smiths from Yahdah Judah, and had bought them and brought them to Babylon.
Good. That's Josiah. That's Josiah. Josiah. Okay. Josiah, he has a son called Jehoiakim. Now that's very important to understand. Josiah. He has a song called Jehoiakim. We're going to find out a little bit more about Josiah and the song he got, Jehoiakim. Now, Josiah was told now to when the Syrians came to jump Egypt, the Syrians told Josiah, hey, Josiah, we're coming your way. We're going down there and jump. We're going down and jump Egypt. And Josiah said, no, I'm going to help him. He said, no, Josiah, Yahweh sent us down here to put this whooping down. stay out of this. And so what happened, Josiah ended up getting killed because he was ready to take down Egypt by the hand of other nations. And Josiah jumped up there and tried to help fight for Egypt and ended up got killed. So when he got killed, his son, Jehoiakim, became king. We're going to talk about him shortly. Mother, we of Israel. Yahweh, Peter, be right. Mother, we of Israel. Yahweh, Peter, be right. I thought you said my microphone was ready. Microphone ain't ready. Yes. So when your microphone get ready,
I'm trying to talk to you.
All right, well, you got to talk a little louder then, mother. You got to make more noise than that. This ain't no pillow talk ministry here. You can't do no pillow talk in here, mother. You want to rap back and bright. All right, no pillow talk. All right, so mother, we're talking about, we clear that Josiah jumped off into a battle that wasn't his. Now, before that battle, he jumped off. Yahweh had already told those seers Jeremiah about this thing. And look what he says, and he found out that that they lost so bad that they was all brought them to Babylon. That's big talk with them. Verse number 2. What it said, mother, 2 down to verse 10. Jeremiah, yeah. Mother of Israel.
Oh,
what it says, 2 down to verse 10.
I don't hear nothing, man.
You don't hear nothing, mother? Jeremiah 23, verse 2 down to verse 10.
24.
Okay, well, give me 2 down to verse 5. Let me see what you sound like first. 2 down Jeremiah, to verse 5.
Jeremiah 24.
Jeremiah 24, 2 to 5. And it reads, one basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. Verse 3. Then says Yahweh unto me, what seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil. They cannot be eaten. They are so evil. Verse 4, again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 5, thus says Yahweh of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good.
Yeah, hold that point. Hey, you hear that, mother? So these two figs, hey, mother E, these two figs, mother E, they are, see what I said, if you can precept your Bible, you can tie this all in. Hey, mother E, we're going to precept these two figs, mother. These two figs. in Jeremiah 30, verse 4. Hey, Mother Eve, what is it in Jeremiah 30, verse 4? Mother Eve?
Book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah.
30, verse 4.
The book of Jeremiah. Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 4. And these two, and these are the words that the Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Yahweh Judah, concerning Israel.
Yeah.
And concerning
yep, right,
the southern king.
So, with that understanding, we talk about, so mother, with that understanding, Mother D.F. Israel, so these two baskets, mother, what is these two baskets is concerning, mother, according to that precept? If you read about these two baskets of pigs, one is, and one is another. What are you two baskets talking about, mother?
Concerning Judah and Israel. Judah and Israel.
That's right. Okay, great. Let's go to verse 6. Read a little bit more, mother, than 6. Let's read a little bit more. Let's read a little bit more of this, because let's read a little bit more about this, mother. Read verse 6. 6 down to verse 10.
Jeremiah 24. Verse 6. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And I will give them a mind to know me, YHWH, that I am Yahweh, YHWH, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahweh, for they shall return unto me, Yahweh, YHWH, with their whole mind. Verse 8. And as the evil figs which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus says Yahweh, so will I give Zephaniah, the king of Judah, and his princes, and the residue of Judah that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 9. And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt, and a curse in all places, whether I shall drive them. Verse 10. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them, Yahweh, YHWH, and to their fathers.
Mm-hmm. So, let's take an eye. Look at this again. So, in this case right here, although in most cases it's going to be Judah and Southern and Northern, but the Northern kingdom is already gone. So this right here is two branches of Judah. You got good Judah, and you got bad Judah. You got good and bad Judah here. That's what you got here, good and bad Judah. Judah Israel. You got good and bad Now the bad Judah is who? Now Josiah had a song called Jehoiakim. They're talking about Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim is this one that turned out to be a bad thing. So he won't send them off into captivity. The children of Judah, they're going off into captivity. And the children of Judah are going to be, well, where are they going to be at? Where are they going to, mother dear of Israel? And verse number 25, 1. Where are they going to, mother? 25, verse 1.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the peoples of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of
King of Judah.
That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
And verse 2. Hey, Elder, pick up the verse 3 down to verse 13, Elder. 3 to 13. Hey, mother, dear Israel, what happened in verse 2?
Verse 2. The which Jeremiah the seer spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Judah, saying.
Good. So, see, that's why we come on airways. You know, they'll accuse those here. Hey, Steel, why you ain't got nothing to say about us? I got plenty to say about y'all, but my mission is not about y'all. My mission is about the same thing Jeremiah is on. You didn't ask Jeremiah. You don't ask Jeremiah, or why you just only talking to Judah? See that? You don't do that? See, we're not anti-anybody. But we got to follow the same steps that they follow to get this people back on their feet. Jeremiah, all his talk that he had was aimed to the children of Judah, southern kingdom. Now, who was there with him is Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. So we're not anti-anybody. No. We just pro-Bible. That's why we got to understand the Bible. Yahweh is so mad at this people right here called Judah, that he had you brought out of the grave and had your wrap open up and let the buzzards eat it and let the grave robbers take it away. That's how mad he is with you. And he's sending Yahweh's voice over to Israel to wake you up, Judah. Because he's not going to intervene until you woke up. Wake up, Judah. But you don't know who you are. Come up like a thief with hell red and 10-1. You try to get around this Bible, and you can't get around this Bible. Let's see what it says in verse 3 down to verse 13, Elder. What it says, because when we get to read other things, I'm supposed to flash back to your remembrance. Wait a minute. No, you're reading that wrong. See, that's when we know it's time for another move is to tell you something different. Once you A to C, your record book is in the hand of the Vatican City and their basement. They got a basement so long ago blocks. And they got books and books and records stacked up on records. On your record. But we read in the book over how they're going to take your record. They're going to do what's called a demolition on identity theft on you. Now you don't know who you are and your responsibility. Because you'll jump right off into the Roman Catholic Church ministry, not knowing they were one over there was prophesizing that they were going to take everything that belongs to you, even your dreams. We got degrees on the wall, and your record is in the hands of Esau, according to Obadiah. So, whoever Esau is, at top guess, you just don't know who Esau is. Whoever they is, they have your record. So what ministry you know got all the records in today's base? What the name of the ministry is? The Roman Catholic Church. They got all the record books. They got blocks up on the ground of record books. And get the record pertaining to you. That's why they can play you better than you can play yourself. Oh, but I told you what's going to happen to you. See? But you got to understand. That was prophesied to happen to you because of what you did. He's so angry with you because what you did. What do you mean what is just to the Latter-day Saints? What did y'all do? Okay. Well, hold that for a minute, before you read that. No, Elder, help me out, Elder. And help me out, Elder. No, 2 Corinthians. What did we do, huh? You get a preach up on that, Elder. I'm kind of struggling right now, Elder. 2 Corinthians. About what did we do? Well, you know. Dick Dignitary won't know, well, what did we do? Okay, that's right. What did we do? See, something we did do, and make that first question there. Thank you, Mother Day of Israel. 19:20. Hey, Elder, y'all got Israel. What happened in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19:20?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 19, verse 20 reads, 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse number 19. What know you not, that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own. Verse 20, for you are bought with a price, therefore honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's.
You see that? You see the man saying? He's saying, look, Paul was telling northern kings that were scattered, Judah over there too, you're not your own. You got a calling on you. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. So that's why the man's whooping you. You've been bought with a price. The man I'm paid, you've been bought with a price. You are not your own. The reason why Yahweh let all the nations beat your back, because of what he just got to read. Now, in Jeremiah 25, verse 3, down to verse 13. What is that hell in Jeremiah?
Book of Jeremiah 25, verse number 3 through 13 reads, Book of Jeremiah 25, verse number 3. From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Yahdah Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yahweh have come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, for I have been early speaking, but you have not heard it. Verse number 4. And Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants to see us, but I have been early and sent to them, but you have not hearken, nor inclined your ear to hear. Verse number 5. They say, turn you again now, everyone from his evil way, from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given unto you and to your fathers forever. Verse number 6. And go not after other false Yahweh to serve them and to worship them. Provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I would do you no hurt. Verse number 7. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, saith Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand, to your own hurt. Verse number 8. and for the sake of your 12 hope, because you have not heard my word. Verse number 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, save Yahweh, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, who will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and a perpetual desolation. Verse number 10. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstone and the light of the candle. Verse number 11. This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Verse number 12. It shall come to pass, the 70 years are accomplished, and I will punish the king of Babylon, that nation, save Yahweh, for their sin, and the land of the Chaldees, and will make it perpetual desolation. Verse 13. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, and all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah the seer prophesied against all the nations.
Ain't that something? You hear the man say it? Do you see the man saying?
Oh, you ain't hearing what he's saying.
So, you see, you always got somebody to show you where you at today and what you got to do, why you in trouble today, and how to get out of it. You got a ministry right now called Yahweh's Voice Number Two is Life. We're going to bring the dark sands of old and show you this is what messed you up. This is the one that went off into captivity. This is the one that when Nebuchadnezzar came down on Josiah's son, then he taken out Jehoiakim, taking him away, then he set up the last king of Israel was Zedekiah. He got so mad at Zedekiah because Zedekiah, see, this guy, Jeremiah came and told this king Josiah was a good king. He just was too loyal to Egypt and got himself killed. When he told him, hey, King Josiah, get out of this, Josiah. Yahweh sent me down here to go and whoop me some misery on Egypt. And Josiah jumped up in there and tried to help and got himself killed. But his son tried to be wicked. And so his son was the wicked. And Jeremiah came to tell him, but they beat Jeremiah's back. Hey, Elder, back up to 22, Elder. Back up to 22, 13, down to verse 20. See, just like right now, you know, I get a lot of calls. One calls I get, you know, see, I love to be the one that kick your head and run into that tree out there. Why? Why you want to run my head into the tree? See? And the book of Jeremiah 22, Elder, read verse 1 just to make it sound good. Just give me 1, 2, and 3, then skip down to 13, down to verse 20. It's something about old Jeremiah. We want to hear a little bit more about it. As a matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, and 6, then 13 through 20. See, right now they got some things going on over there in Lebanon, right? But do you know anything about Lebanon? Watch what we hear right here. Jeremiah 22, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Then 13 down to verse number 20. It'll come up.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 22, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3, verse number 6, verse 13 through 20 reads. Book of Jeremiah 22, verse number 1. the city of Yahshua, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, verse number 2, and say, hear the word of Yahshua, O king, the city upon the throne of David, you and your servants and your people that enter in by these gates. Verse number 3, the city of Yahshua, execute you judgment and righteousness and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, either shed innocent blood in this place. Verse number 6, for thus saith Yahshua unto the king of the family of Yahshua Judah, thou art Gilead unto me, and the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited.
Hold that point, El. Hold that point. Hold that point for a minute. Lebanon belongs to the children of Israel. Lebanon, you know the one that's over there, the man that's over there in Lebanon? That was your land, children of Israel, Judah. Judah land went all the way. Hold that point. Let me get El. Come back to that 13. Let me show you how far Judah's land went. I mean, according to the Bible. In the 30 and Deuteronomy, Elder. See, we got a lot of work to do. Do you know how far your land, 34 verse 2? Do you know this how far your land reached, Judah? Deuteronomy 34, verse 2. You will know how far your land reached, Judah, Israel. 34, verse 2 of Deuteronomy.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse number 2 reads, now Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, now the land of Yahshua Judah, unto the uttermost sea.
Your land reached all the way over to from the eastern world all the way over to Utah. Judah. You know Utah, it got Judah name in it, but you will not have put it out, but we do. Utah has Judah name all in it. That is the land of Judah, Utah. Latter-day Saints over there, that's Judah's land. You see, that really belongs to Judah. Judah's land was all the way to the utmost part of the sea. So when you get on that west coast, it's called a slave trade. Judah was already there, too. We get to weirder and wider and all them names. Judah was already there, too. See, but you got to understand, the children of Israel is thousands of millions. Judah is the lead tribe. But Judah is upon a name that identify other people. Once we break the code of what name Judah is under, you're going to see them more clearly once you break the code of the name that has been put on Judah. Then how to identify them according to this Bible. But to identify them according to this Bible, you got to remember one thing. See, Roy, Zora produced King James. He come from Zora. He come from Perez. That's his uncle. The last thing King James did before he passed, that he sent the scholars. Matter of fact, pull that up, Elder. Pull up what King James did for the national ordinance sake. King James did something. Let's see if we pull it up in the Jungle Bible Dictionary. See, you're not going to never understand your Bible until you understand your Bible. See, King James came from the tribe of Zora, the 38th chapter of Genesis. That's what King James. Just like we told you about, we read about what Solomon said about the sun do all the moves. And then you said, well, now the earth do all the moves. But Solomon said it's totally different. But that's, you got to catch the tape in the beginning. Now, Hill, let's talk about him on page 86. Something he did on page 86, Hill, on the Zalman's Bible Dictionary. Something he did on page 86. What did King James do? Pick it around the King James Version. What did he do so we can, you know, edify the national order? What did he do? King James, page 86, where it said King James Version. What happened here? I'm taking from there. Come on.
I'm reading from the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary, page number 86, and it reads, King James Version. When Elizabeth died in 1603, crown passed to James I, who had been king of Scotland for 37 years. As James VI, several months after he ascended the throne of England, he authorized a new translation of the Bible to replace the Bishop Bible. 47 of the best Israelite and Greek scholars of the day, Hebrew and Greek scholars of the day, were divided into six groups, three for the Old Testament, two for the New, and one for the Apocrypha. Two of the groups met at Oxford. Two of the groups met at Westminster. When a group had completed its task, its work was submitted to 12 men, two from each panel, final differences of opinion, each company. In case of a special difficulty, learned men outside the board of revisors, were consulted. Marginal notes were used only to explain Hebrew and Greek words to draw attention to parallel passages. Italics were used for words not found in the original, but necessary to complete the sense.
So they had a Bishop Bible, and once King James, that's from the Senate of Zora, King James is just like when you look down in your telescope and you see one thing, but from their point of view, there's another. The same thing, you look down at King James, and you say, King James is he's a white man. See? Well, he's not. He's not. You've been bewitched again. King James from the tribe of Zora. Do you know about Zora? Do you know who he is? Do you know who his brother is? And do you know who his dad is? Do you know? You're an author because you see the picture of King James looking like a white man. The Bible on it is totally different. See, that's the problem we're trying to tell you. Why don't you believe the Bible? The reason why King James is the brother to Perez. Perez's family is the one produced King David, Jehoiakim, Josiah, and all that good stuff. I know you don't know any of these things, but Mother Eve. Hold on, Elder. Let me run back to something. Let me take care of a little business for WCC. So they're in an uproar right now. In 38th chapter, Mother E, Genesis 38. That's why I say, you know, we got a lot of work to do. And I can say again, and once you get to Matthew 25:21, that's what you want. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because, see, identity theft happened to you, Judah. Because you don't have a clue about this right here. Nothing. You don't know nothing about this. 38th chapter. Hey, Mother Eve. In the 38th chapter, Mother Eve, what do it say in Genesis 38, verse number 24, down to verse 25, and A, B, or Phoebe, have me 26 to 28, and Mother D. F. Israel have me 29 to 30. Let's see what happened here. Let's see what we can learn along the way of learning something. Hey, Mother E., what it says in Genesis 38, 24 and 25, what
does
it say?
Book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 24 and verse 25. Verse 24. And it comes to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter, in law had played the harlot, and also behold, she is the child by Hosea. And Jesus said, bring her forth and let her be born. Born.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. When she was brought forth, she said to her father, and law said, by the man who these are, am I with child? And she said, discern, I pray thee, who are these? Signet and bracelet and staff.
Genesis chapter 38, verse 26 to 28, verse 26. And Judah acknowledged them and said, she had been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son, and he knew her again no more. Verse 27. And it came to pass in the time of her travail, that behold, twins were in her womb. Verse 28. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first.
So now we found out whoever these twins is. Hey, Francis, who the father of these twins there? Francis, who are these twins there? Who the father of these twins? Francis?
Yeah.
Yeah, who? Can
Shelah.
You ask a question for the national?
Shelah.
Who is?
Shelah.
No, who's the father of? Hold on now, Francis. Mother, do you have Israel? You want to answer that question? Mother, who is the father to these twins?
Judah.
Mother, do you have Israel? Judah.
Judah.
Judah. So who are these twins is, Judah is the father of these twins. Is that right, Mother, do you have Israel?
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah, Father. Judah is the father of these twins. What are these twins is, and our mother, D.F. Israel, what does Judah look like in Jeremiah 14, verse 2? What does Judah look like? 14, verse 2.
Okay.
What does Judah look like
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
Mm-hmm. So what color is Judah, mother?
Black unto the ground.
Yeah. Not a big dignitary, as a lot of they say, said, see, you got to give me a precept on that. Okay. Mother, go to Lamentation chapter 5. Read past Jeremiah. Lamentation chapter 5. And read verse 11 and skip up to verse 10. For a precept.
No.
Lamentation 5. Oh. Verse 11, then skip up to verse 10 for a precept.
Lamentation, chapter 5, 11, and then verse 10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Lamentation 5, verse 11. They ravished the women and Judah, and
yeah,
the maid in the city of Judah. Verse
yeah.
10, our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine.
So the women, the men, the whole city, what did their skin look like, mother? According to verse 10, everything in Judah, what the skin look like?
Black.
Mother?
Black.
Got black skin.
These
black folks. So how you get Jewish out of this? Them believe black folks here. How you get a Jewish community or Jew out of these black folks here? These black folks.
Hallelujah.
So you see, let Yahweh be true and every man alive. These black folks in this Bible. I don't see nobody over there. I don't see no black folks over there. No calling over there in them two parts of lands over there, Lebanon and over there in Israel. Ain't no black folks got their mouth going. They ducking like ducks over there. The one is over there. See that? When you put the Bible on this thing, it's totally different. These black folks. Now, come on, mother. Come on back, mother D.F. Israel. Come on back now and get them last two verses. Because we going and look at, I know my Bible showed me King James is a white man. Okay, good. But when you trace King James' pedigree, his bloodline, it's going to come all the way to one of these twins. Did you know that? Did you know King James going to be traced back to one of these twins? And we found out that these twins got a black father. And we found these twins, they're here by the over there, even in Lachish. Do you know they got it over there in London? They got the Lachish relief when they got it on the Babylonian wall, Assyrian wall, I mean. And they show you what you look like. The second greatest city was in Southern Kingdom called Lachish. And over there in London, they got Lachish Wall. And the question is, you can't tell who the one that's going to slavery or the one that was pushed, they had the sword behind. You can't tell that. And both of them look like each other. Remember, the Syrians is the sons of Ham. The Syrians are sons of Ham. The children of Israel look just like the sons of Ham. All you got to do is go put up your computer, look at the kids' release, and they got the whole wall with the children of Israel with braids on, fringes on, and everything. He boasting about how he delivered them up. He tried to get the southern part of the big part, but like y'all about to know, you got enough boasting right there. I'm going to hold that off for somebody else to take care of that part.
See, so you, it's information you have to know.
But I know you go in your Bible, you got the old grandma Bible, and you see white King James. But then why don't you research and find out what bloodline King James is from? He from one of these twins. You're going to find out right now. Hey, mother, in verse 29 and 30, let's get some names, mother. Moldeb Israel.
Genesis.
Yeah.
Genesis 38. 29 and 30.
Yeah.
Verse 29. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth this branch? This breach be upon you. Therefore, his name was called Perez. Verse 30. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zora.
You see that? And he had a scarlet thread on his hand. So through manipulation, Queen Elizabeth and all the ones over there in Europe, Great Britain and all, they got they wear red clothes and red lions and everything. They wear a lot of red. But they got the story wrong. Only thing red about Zora was what, mother? What was red? What did he have on that was red? And they made his whole hand, his whole body, and that's why they called themselves the red people from Zora. But what was red on Zora, mother? Look at that first
red
on
his
what
hand.
Was red on Zora? So what's
that,
mother?
Red on his chin.
You see what he did? You see, and they got all over there in Great Britain, all they got the red, everything red, red lions and all that, red shield. It wasn't nothing red about Zora but the string that was around his wrist. So you see, this guy right here is the father, the grandfather, great grandfather of King James. Here I am. Zora. This is King James' grandfather. And Zora's daddy is Judah. Judah is black. Everybody of the children of Israel, they black folks. Judah, Benjamin, Lee, I'm not all 12 tribes black. What black folks you see running anything in the news today? You see that? They don't know who they are. Every time you see something going over there, how everything escalating over there, everybody out of order. Because Yahweh is so mad at you, Judah. He's so mad at you for what you have did. Now, that's enough of that. Now, let me get back to Tommy. Now, so, hey, Elder, what was you holding, Elder? So, he's so mad at you. And he's telling you the only way back, you're going to have to get in the ministry to start unlocking these things. But when I do come, I'm going to beat their back. I'm going to beat your back, too. Because you refuse to hear what this book is saying. Although you see the picture of King James as a white man. But not so. When you do the research, he is descendant of Zora. And his brother Perez, and in fact, you know who came out of Perez? His brother? His twin brother. Remember, they're twins now. You know who come out? Hey, Elder, let's go to Luke chapter 4, Elder. You know, like I said, that's why we on six nights a week. Yeah, that's why we do Luke 12:12. Matter of fact, we done 10:19 a day in Matthew. Because we don't know where they're going. But if you stand back, if you're making tapes, we don't know sometimes, put the lesson on the tape or where you heard the most. We don't know what we're going to be on because we do Luke 12:12. We do Matthew 10:19. Tell you the same thing. The righteous spirit in that very same hour will dictate the lesson. So, but if you stand back off on it, it's going to help you understand that you got to make a change. You got to make a change in everything that you do. Matter of fact, A.B. Affinity, what you got to do in Proverbs 1:23. A.B. Affinity, what we got to do, A.B., in Proverbs 1:3.
1:23. What we got to do, Adele? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
So what we got to do? We got to turn. We got to turn. You got to turn. You got to turn away from Christianity, Islam, Judaism. You got to turn. He ain't going to help you till you turn. Then you'll pour out the spirit on you. Then you understand what we bring to the table. As long as you want to hold on what he tell you not to do, that's why we in trouble today. And that's why we end up always with Doc Cook hemming us up. He tell them we gotta change, we gotta turn. We're gonna preach up on that presence. We're gonna preach up on that in the 12th chapter of Sirach, 1:7. Give me a preach up on that. See, we gotta listen. If you continue down the road you on, if you don't turn and listen to what this Bible saying, you always gonna be with the Almighty. In the 12th chapter of Sirach, 1:7, person. What it say?
Sirach 12:1-7. Sirach chapter 12, verse 1-7. Verse 1, when you will do good, know to whom you do it, so should you be thanked for your benefits. Verse 2, do good to the goodly man, you shall find a recompense, and if not from him, yet from the Most High. Verse 3. There can no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. 4. Give to the goodly man, Yahqualy man, and help not a sinner. Verse 5, do well to him that is lowly, humble, but give not to an unyakwali. Hold back your bread and give it not unto him, lest he overmaster you thereby. For else you should receive twice as much evil for all the good you shall have done unto him. Verse 6. For the Most High hateth sinners, and will repay vengeance unto them on Yahqualy, and keepeth them against the mightiest day of their punishment. Verse 7. Give unto the good, and help not the sinner.
Now what is that? We don't understand why we end up and Doc Cook got his hand all over. The angel came from heaven and said, help not a sinner. Don't help a sinner. But you know what we do? We refuse to look at this Bible and what we do, we go contrary to this Bible. It tell you, help not a sinner, right?
for your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Hey, Marie, what do it say in Genesis 1, verse 3, Marie, what it say in Genesis 1, verse 3? And they said, help not a sinner. Otherwise, help not a sinner. If a person you're going to worship and he's a sinner, he said, help not a sinner. That came from the Father to the Son to the angel, help not a sinner. The day of worship is Friday night, Saturday night. And you see the Bible telling you what to do? He said, now if you continue doing it, you'll get twice as much of evil on you by doing it. See, we let our feelings get in the way, and we ignore this Bible. When you help a sinner, you come transgressing against the Bible. So I don't care how loyal you are to that preacher. If that preacher is not keeping Friday night to Saturday night, you violating the scripture. Then you wonder why Doc Cook always got his hand on you. He always got his hand on you. You know why? Because you're violating the Bible. If he tell you what not to do, it's like the ticket book man. He's sitting there, and you come running down and red light and stop sign. You're on the expressway going the wrong way, and you want to, hey, why are you stopping me? What do you mean I'm stopping you? Then you run the red light? Yeah. Then you run that stop sign? Yeah. Then you hit the expressway and come to go the wrong way? Yeah. What do you mean why is I'm stopping you? Why I'm going to give you a ticket and try to take your license forever from you? Why do you think I'm doing it? Because you're doing wrong. The reason why we in trouble today, because we're doing wrong. We're doing lawyer things contrary to this Bible and wonder why we always jacked up behind Doc Cook. He tell you, help not a sinner. A sinner is a lawbreaker from the Bible. And if you help him, you're transgressing against the Bible. You said, Mr. Preacher, look, I'm going to give you my tithes, legal offering donations. But why can't we do Friday night, Saturday night, according to the Bible? Why we got to do what the world doing, contrary to the Bible? But you know you're going to bring more evil on me and more evil on my family. And why are we doing Sunday when we know it's going to be Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night? Okay? And we also know what Mother getting ready to read in the creation, 2 verse 3. Hey, Mother E, what it says in 2 verse 3?
You said Galatians.
Well, make it Genesis, Mother. Hey, Mother D, if Israel have me, 1 John chapter 3 and 4 waiting on me. And verse 10 down to verse 12, Mother D, if Israel. Have me, 1 John 3 and 4 and 10 down to verse 12. Have that waiting on me, Mother D, if Israel. Yeah, what did it say, Mother, we can read in 1 verse, 2 verse 3?
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he has rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
Yahweh blessed the seventh day. You look on your calendar, you see Sunday way in the left-hand corner, and all the way to the end of it is 30. Sunday's the first day of the week. Ain't no blessing in Sunday. If your preacher got his hand out for some money from you on Sunday, he wrong and you wrong for giving it to him. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason, and that's why we get so much problems so much backup problems because we obey scripture and they ain't going to teach you nothing. Sunday is the wrong day to worship your mighty one. Sundown Friday, sundown Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week, the day of the F-U-N, the day of the sun. Huh? Mother dear of Israel, 1 John 3:4-12, what it say?
1 John 3:3-4, 10-12.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. 1 John 3:3. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. 3. Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. 4. And this the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, YHWH. Neither he that loveth not his brother. 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
Read verse 10 again, Mother.
Verse 10. In this the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, YHWH, neither he that loveth not his brother.
Who won't answer that before we ever come back to Jeremiah 22:13-20? Who won't answer that? But who want to talk about that verse 10? What do that verse 10 mean? What do verse 10 mean? Who wants to get a shot at that? Who won't take a shot at verse 10?
Verse 10 is talking about your brother. And that means the one that's doing the will of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. What do the early part of verse 10 talk about? What does the early part of verse 10 talk about?
Okay.
What's the early part of verse 10 talking about?
The early part is just talking about the children of Yahweh are manifest.
Yeah.
And the children of the devil. And
the children of the devil, huh?
And the children of the devil.
Okay. Children of Yahweh and children of the devil. Now, what's the difference in verse 10? How do we know the children of Yahweh and how do we know the children of the devil? According to verse 10. Who will take a shot at that? A, B, or B, will take a shot at that? How do we know the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil, according to verse 10? How will we know that?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh.
So precept that A, B, or 625. Let's see if we can preach up that in 625 of Deuteronomy.
Okay.
Let's see if we can preach up on that. So it's easy to find out who are the children of the devil and who are the children of Yahweh, the one that don't do right. Now, what's that supposed to mean? It's precept to Deuteronomy 6:25. Let's find out what it means. What it means?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it can, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he have commanded us.
So the one that's doing laws, statutes, commandments, the one that's not doing the laws, statutes, commandments, what that preacher is up under? The one that preaches is not doing laws, statutes, and commandments. What are you up under? Look at, who said that? Who said that? Do more audio with that.
The devil.
He's on the devil.
Yeah.
According to 1 John 3:10, if the preacher not doing laws, statutes, and commandments, according to, and the righteous is keeping laws, statutes, and commandments, that preacher, serving, according to 3:10, you're what, mother, be up in hell?
Serving the devil.
Serving the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You're serving the devil. So you paying your tithes, free will offer, you spending your money, but that is not bread. Your preacher keeping Sunday, your preacher is serving the devil.
Yeah.
According to what he just said here. Because the righteous is keeping law, statutes, and commandments.
Yeah.
If your preacher ain't keeping law, statutes, and commandments, and keeping Friday the same, for the Saturday, for the Monday day, your preacher's of the devil. You see the Bible just said? Your preacher is of the devil. If your preacher ain't keeping sundown Friday and sundown Saturday, and you paying that preacher tithes, free will offer, and donate, your preacher is of the devil. That's what John just said. Read again and make sure. Hey, Mother, read again. Who read that 3:10? Read it again. One more time to make sure. Everybody mad, don't care. Well, then you know what the Bible's saying. So we know when you're preaching of the devil. Because we read it from 3:10. What is that again? Who read that? Mother D of Israel?
First John chapter 3:10. In this, the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of Yahweh, YHWH, neither he that loveth not his brother.
Okay.
We gonna leave that right there, so you can. I don't care how big that preacher's church is. If that preacher ain't doing the Bible, if he's doing the traditions of men, your preacher's of the devil. And that's why we end up always. Doc Cook got us hung up. I remember one of my grandmothers. I said, Grandma, what that. In your stocking right there. That's my tithe money in my stocking. I said, well, what you do that? Well, I'm going down and one of my other grandmothers. She said, I'm going down and pay that old preacher some tithes. I said, well, that preacher's keeping the wrong day, ain't he, Grandma? Yeah, I know. I know it's the wrong day. Yeah. I know it's the wrong day. So they're going to still pay it, picking tithes to the preacher's teaching you the wrong day. He ain't tell you nothing about how to eat to live or nothing. He ain't tell you how to avoid Doc Cook. He's showing you nothing. All he will remind you about is you can get my tithes to me on the wrong day. Well, that's enough of that. Come back to the elder. Hey, elder, what it said in Jeremiah 22:30. Remember, back on the airways tomorrow at 6:00. Look at WCC. See, you can talk longer than they. We want to hear some more. Tomorrow, I ain't going no further because we know you got something up on your sleeve, ain't right? Jeremiah 22, Elder. 13:9-20.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 22. Number 13-20 read. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 22. Verse number 13 read. Warn them and build this house by unrighteousness. And this chamber is by wrong. Use his neighbor's servants without wages. Get him not for his work. The 14. It says, I will build you a wide house and large chambers. Cut him out windows. And it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Verse number 15. Shall thy rain because thou clothest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice? And then it was well with him. Verse 16. He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. Without this to know me, save Yahuwah. Verse 17. For thine eyes and thy mind are not but for thy covetousness. For to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence, to do it. Verse 18. And for thus saith Yahuwah, concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Yahuwah Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, oh, my brother, or oh, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, oh, Yahuwah, or oh, his honor. Verse number 19. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Yahuwah Judah. Verse 20. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashim, and cry from the passages, for all thy lovers are destroyed.
Who's he talking about? Jehoiakim. See, Jehoiakim was the wicked king that Josiah had. He had a wicked son that taken his place, Jehoiakim. That was that bad fruit. That's the one that was taken into captivity. One they had breakout running. They put Zedekiah in there. He's from the king's seed. But in tomorrow's night lesson, we're going to show you exactly some information about who is the king's seed and where they went to, and the name they was once called. But on the way, you'll know about the name they was once called. You got to look at certain words, and we'll just give you give you something to think about. But we're going to kind of touch on that more tomorrow. Based upon now, this is the king that went off into captivity and everybody with him. Then after that, Zedekiah came behind it and went off into captivity. Now, Elder, for the national audience sake, see, remember, King James from the tribe of Zorah. And when King James got into power, they had a book called the Bishop's Bible there, and they had the Vulgate Bible there and the Septuagint Bible there. The Vulgate was in Latin and 404 by Jerome. The Bishop Bible was taken from the Latin, and the Septuagint was 294 B.C. 294 B.C., and that was the Greek Bible, and out of the Greek Bible came the Latin Bible, Latin, by Jerome in 404 A.D. So they had this book called the Septuagint, and they had Jerome's book, the 404, called the Vulgate. Now, when King James from the tribe of Zorah got into power, he knew that his family was up on the wickedness. He said, I'm going to try to do something good before I get up out of here. So he wanted a Bible that was to be trans-English for the common people. And William Tyndale had already been burnt to stake. William Tyndale. So King James said, what I want to do is have a Bible translated to English. But King James said, I'm not going to the Latin to get anything out of the Latin. I'm not going out of the Vulgate to get anything out of the Vulgate. I'm going to get these scholars together, and I'm going to send them back to my cousin people. Parade that folks in Semitic Hebrew had approved. So when King James had the Bible by them and approved by the 12 dignitaries, the King James Bible was translated from. King from Charles Zora. The King James Bible, the 1611, all 80 books. He didn't use the Bishop Bible that came from the Latin and the Greeks. He put that book down. He went all the way and jumped all the way over to the Semitic Hebrew. So when the scholar was over there, Zora, which called the Israelites, that spoke the Semitic language, they asked the question, what do this name mean? Breaking it down, they understood the Semitic language. So the King James Bible that's in English came directly from the book called The Scrolls of Hebrew. Now keep this in your mind. Now a word that was there in Hebrew was a word that's come out of John Strong called Nazi. Hey, Ella, look up that word. Ain't that something? Y'all hear that? So you see, that's why we keep telling you, if you can support anything, support this ministry. For Land School Banquet Hall radio station, because they got the word N-A-S-I. Hey, in out of the Hebrew. Hey, Bill, can you look up the word N-A-S-I out of the Hebrew? Can you tell me what that word means? N-A-S-I. See, King James, he sent the scholar directly to the Semitic Hebrew to see what words mean. Now, hey, Bill, help the national audience. What do the word N-A-N-A-S-I mean? Nasi. N-A-S-I. What that word mean? Can y'all help me out?
Prince.
Can you help those people out?
Prince.
It mean what?
Prince.
It mean what?
Prince.
So whenever you see the word, the English word, in the English, Prince, it means what in Hebrew? Help me out, Prince. Work with those
Prince.
A little bit.
Prince. P-R-I-N-C-E.
Right. That would mean in English. But what do it mean in Hebrew? Nasi. N-A-S-I. act. See, King James did not go Latin and Greek because they got all kinds of things in there. King James jumped over Latin and Greek. So when you see the English word print, but from the original Hebrew Semitic, it read Nasi. N-A-S-I. And what do Nasi mean? It means print.
Yes.
It means print in English. So you see the word in the Bible called Prince, but in Hebrew, Semitic, it means Nasi. Y'all see that? See, King James jumped all the way over. He jumped all the way over, but we don't leave that out here because we won't put nobody on the spot right now. But keep that in your mind. King James did not go with the Bishop Bible nor the Latin Bible, which Jerome did in 404, or the Septuagint 294. He jumped past all of that. He jumped past all of that. That's what he did. He jumped past all of that. So, keep that in your mind. Now, Elder Yah got Israel. And so down, we just leave that where it is, because that's raising the bar a little bit. So, Elder, in the 49th chapter, Elder, 49, 6 down to verse 23 and close the thing. And we'll start breaking it down. But see, I want to throw that word on you. The King James did not go Latin or Greek. He went straight to the Hebrew. So when you see the word, the English word called prince, it means Nasi in Hebrew. You got it good. Hey, Ella, 49, verse 6 down, verse 23, and close the statement. Come on. Hey, Ella, where's I Ella at? Verse 6 of Isaiah. See, you know, like I say, we have many things to bring to the table, and that's why we try to tell those, especially the 6th anointed camp, learn this. Learn this information, because it's going to help you out. When anybody comes before you, you'll be able to deal with this thing. So now, the WCC says here, we're going to mute the elder to keep through talking for tonight. Okay, well, it's your radio station. That's all I can say. All right, so elder's muted off of the rest of the broadcast. Now, A.B. Ephesians. Let's start in the 49th chapter. We'll look at a little future. Start in the 49th chapter, and I'll bag it out in Isaiah 49, verse 6. Then we'll bag it out, and we'll start closing out. Give me 49, pick up the verse 6 and read a little bit. Then we'll start bagging it down, we'll close it out. But tomorrow at 6 o'clock, be ready to go again. Because, we in this to win it. See, we want our blessings. And all we can get our blessings, we got to unlock this Bible ticket. Here go your future. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Take it down to verse 10 now. A.B. Ephesians, the closing statement. 49, verse 6, come on.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6 through 10. Verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that you shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Yahdah Judah and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give you a light to the Gentiles. That you may be my salvation to the end of the earth. Verse 7. Thus said Yahweh, the remnant, the redeemer of Israel and his righteous one, to him whom man despise, to him whom the nation abhorred, to a servant of rulers kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of Yahweh that is faithful and the righteous one of Israel, and he shall choose you. Verse 8. Thus said Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Verse 9, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves, they shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. Verse 10, they shall not hunger nor thirst, and neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that have mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you say, you said some big stuff here in Isaiah. And he says in verse 9, now he said to the prisoners, now these prisoners,
yeah.
Show yourself.
Yeah.
I wonder who these prisoners is that he will have to show himself to. We'll check you out tomorrow. Code 7 at 8 Bill. Catch you back tomorrow at 6 o'clock at 8 Bill. Code 7, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15 to 21. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15 to 21. O Yahweh, you know us. Remember me and visit me. Reverence me of my persecutor. And let me not away in the long suffering. Know that for my sake, for your sake, I have suffered rebuke. Verse 16. Your words were found, and I did eat them, and thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my mind. For I am called by your name, O Yahweh of hosts. Verse 17. I sit not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoice. I sit alone because of your hands. For you have filled me with indignation. Verse 18, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuse to be healed? Will you be also altogether unto me a liar, as a liar, and as water that faileth? Verse 19, therefore thus saith Yahweh, if you return, then I will bring you again, and you shall stand before me. And if you take forth the precious from the veil, you shall be as my mouth, and let them return unto you. But return not you unto them. And I relinquish. I say thank you, Yahweh, for the word on today, and that you would continue and show yourself even to the broadcast and with all the pestilence of the noise. Bring them into subjection, Yahweh. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. So you see, he said something, hey, Mother E, that was actually the ABF, baby, back on the airways tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Now, hey, Mother E, he said something in verse 10, in 49, verse 10, Mother, he said something. He said some good talk in verse 10, Mother. What did he say in verse 10? 49, verse 10.
Okay. Oh, Isaiah.
Yeah, 49, verse 10. Yeah, what did he say, Mother, in 49, verse 10?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 10. They shall not hunger, nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor thorn smit them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them even by the spirit of water. The springs of water shall he guide them.
So what kind of water, mother? Spring water, mother. Spring
water.
Springs of water. You're supposed to have in your belly springs of water. You got spring water in your belly? Let's get down. I mean, give me 11 down to verse 14 and close the statement there, mother. Mother, D of Israel, have me Exodus 23, verse 25. Wait on me. Exodus 23, verse 25. Had it wait on me, mother, D of Israel. Exodus 23, verse 25. He started getting to work with it, mother. Now, mother, hey, what does it say that we can read in verse 11 down to 14 in closing statement?
Verse 11, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 11 to 14. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Verse 12, behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinu.
Sinu. Sinu. Sinu, mother. Hey, mother. You get what that word means? That's China, mother. Mm-hmm. That's where the children of Israel is over there. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when they dropped them bombs down on in 1948 somewhere in that area, guess who was over there? They got blown up in them bombs, and they'll tell you about it. The children of Israel was over there. The children over there, see, they paid the Japanese on that Hiroshima and Nagasaki when they dropped them bombs down on them. But guess who was also over there in that land? The children of Israel. The children of Israel. See, you and every nation upon the sun. So they dropped them bombs on us and they paid the Japanese and Chinese reparation, what they call it, whatever it is. But they ain't paid none of the children of Israel dying. I wonder why. But they was over there too. Here's right here. Children of Israel is over there in China and Japan, right here. That's another lesson. 13 and 14, mother, in closing statement, what it say?
Verse 13, sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountain, for the Yahweh has comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflictions. Verse 14, what Yahweh Judah said, the Yahweh has forsaken me, and my Yahweh has forgotten me.
Yeah, see that what we think. We ain't forgot it. You got to wake up. You got to come out of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. You got to put that down. He ain't forsaking you. You just won't do it right. You won't do no Bible. He tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. Mother E, until tomorrow at 6 o'clock. What's your closing statement, mother? And mother, and let them know they got to hold on, mother. You can't nobody say it no better than you. Let the national know what they got to do. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to read Luke 21. I'm going to read three verses, 20, 21, and 22. And when you shall see Yahweh Judas compassed with arms, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. 21. Then let them which are in the Judah flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of the deep depths out in midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter thereunto. 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Oh. And I'm sent to the audience, hold on, don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hold on, we're trying to help you, but you got to help us. That's all. Help the ninja is going to show you the truth. See? We're trying to tell you, hold on. We're trying to let you know Yahweh is very angry at you, Judah. The lead tribe, that black tribe. Huh? He's very angry with you because you know what? You scattered the every nation upon the sun because of your disobedience. You still want to be Christian, Islamic, Judaism, five-pointed star, six-pointed star. You want to be all over the place. The man going to beat you back until you come clean in some Yahweh. And not only going to beat you back, he's going to do some 23, verse 25. What did it say, Mother? Deuteronomy 23, 25. I mean, Exodus. Second, Mother D of Israel. What do it say in Exodus 23:25?
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. And you shall serve Yahweh, your Yahweh, YHWH, and he shall bless your bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Well, what we got to do, Mother, for this to happen for us? What we got to do?
We got to serve Yahweh, YHWH.
Then what
do
you say he's going to do?
He's going to bless our bread and our water and take sickness away.
See what you say? See what that man said? Give me a precept on that, Mother. Deuteronomy 7:15. So you hear what the man saying? He said, now if you serve me, I'm going to take sickness away from you. Don't he say, if you serve me? Is that what he said? Give a precept on that, Mother, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. How about a precept, Mother?
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness and will put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you.
Yes. You say it again. So what it said in Deuteronomy 28, Mother, verse 27. Deuteronomy
28, verse 27. Deuteronomy 28, verse 27. 28, 27. Read. Yahweh will smite you with the batch of Egypt and with the hemorrhoids and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed.
Oh, yeah? So he gonna do what again, Mother? Get a precept on that 59 through 61 in closing statement. Precept. So Yahweh is saying, listen, the children of Israel, especially you Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. If you don't serve me, I'm going to smite you. I'm going to smite you in the legs. I'm going to smite you. So remember, Moses was 120 years old, and nothing or base happened to Moses. Moses sat in charge. Listen, tell you something. When you catch all these problems wrong with our body, you hear the solution. Deuteronomy 28:59-61, mother, in closing statement.
Deuteronomy 28:59-61. Then Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed even greater plagues, and of long consumption, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. That's continuance. Verse 60. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this life, them will Yahweh bring upon you until thou be destroyed.
Verse 35, the closing statement. Verse
35.
28:35. Verse 35, same book, 35,
the
closing statement.
Yep, Deuteronomy 28:35. Yahweh shall smite you in the knee and in the legs with a sore batch that cannot be healed. From the sole of your foot to the top of thine head.
So you thought you got that arthritis because you got arthritis because of old age. No. That ain't the reason why you got arthritis. That ain't the reason why you got all them blood clots and everything. No, that ain't the reason. Because Moses was 120 years old, standing tall. That ain't the reason. When Yahweh smite you in the legs and still had you where you all can't move around, because he tell you why. You want to serve me? I'm going to smite you. I'm going to smite you in your knees. I'm going to smite you in your legs. I'm going to smite you with a buck that cannot be healed. Okay, I'm going to just prop you up. I'm going to get right back at you. See? I'm going to break you. Listen. The only way back is return back to Yahweh. He'll take all them inchy-pinchy problems out your body. You won't need no Doc Cook if you stop spending your money with that was not bread. If you serve them Sunday pastors, that Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah, there it is right there. Hey, mother. Until tomorrow at 6 o'clock, take your time, get your clothes and paper, and come on.
I'm going to read verse 24 and 25. And it reads, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaken to assemble ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now I want to drop down to verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahweh, YHWH, you might receive the promise. And verse 37. for yet a little while, and he that shall come, Yahweh's son, will come and will not tarry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
From the mother, from the elders, from the mothers, from the sisters, the brothers, the online people. Listen, the reason why we're in trouble today is because we're not serving Yahweh. And the reason why we got these sickness on, you know, we don't got so convinced that age got us sick. No, not age. Moses was 120 years old. Everything he had was working. He wasn't walking on no cane either. When you serve Yahweh, he'll beat the problems out of your knees. He'll beat the problems out of your legs. He can tell pain, get up out that leg. Whatever your problem in your body, he can heal you. But it starts when you turn back to him. I'm going to read 35 and close out tomorrow's clock. Deuteronomy 28, verse 35. And the four-letter man, YHWH, shall smite thee in the knee. Oh, my tricky knee acting up on me. And the leg. Oh, I got to have a cane to get around. And with the soul box that cannot be healed from the soles of thy feet unto the top of thy head. Y'all watch that. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to whoop you till you understand one thing. Without Yahweh, you cannot make it. You have all the money you can take the stick at. You be, I mean, money just going every direction. But what good is that money if you ain't got no help? And how you get help is coming back to his word in a hurry. And help not a sinner. A sinner is those who do not keep the Sabbath day. Friday night, Saturday night. If you help a preacher on Sunday, that's contrary to the Bible. And he said you're going to pay the price until you wake up. You got it? We're not anti-anybody, but we got to tell you the way it is, the way the Bible gives it to us. This is take number 48. Go back over it again from the beginning. From the elder, the mother, the sister, the brother. Young Lion teachers all on the international side over 9,000 strong. I hear you, WCC. I can keep talking, but I don't want to keep talking. I'm through with it. Until tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah.